welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. The program is The Sting of Stang, and breaking news this morning. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, from Sun City, Arizona. The Daily Redundancy reports that police in this normally peaceful retirement community are bracing for the possibility of violence in the wake of the upcoming presidential election. Police investigators believe that if Republican candidate John McCain loses, widespread rioting is possible, particularly at local golf resorts and in buffet restaurants. Sheriff Matt Dempsey says, "We are preparing for something we haven't seen since the Diamondbacks won the World Series. It was mayhem. Rascals and golf carts brought traffic to a standstill, and the air was filled with the stench of burning Depends. The chaos went on until almost 8:30. Officials say their only hope may be a close election that remains indeterminate until well after the polls close. Hopefully we won't have any concession speeches until the wee hours of Wednesday morning," said Dempsey. "That way, most of these thugs will have dozed off, avoiding a disaster." Meanwhile, says the Daily Redundancy, meanwhile, in suburban Atlanta, a shadowy group of Sarah Palin supporters, known on the streets as the Hot Moms, appear to be planning a major attack on designer shoe and bag retailers in the event of a Republican loss. "We've picked up a lot of internet and cell phone chatter targeting a wide range of high-end shops," says Detective Hugh Welks of the Homeland Security Department. "But it looks like their key strategy is to accessorize. Merchants who may become targets are taking desperate measures. We're putting all of our Bernardos and Francesco Biascias out at half price," says Marie Keller Winslow, manager of trendy Chelsea Parks in Dunwoody, Georgia. "Hopefully," she says, "we'll be able to pick up the pieces and rebuild after it's over." All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have breaking news from around the country, from the Daily Redundancy. These very real threat now of apparent nationwide rioting by disillusioned McCain supporters in the event that Senator McCain should lose. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, yesterday, you may remember, we promised that we would take a look at the situation from the point of view of what happened in South Africa to see whether we could learn something about what is happening here. And we are certainly going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because we have exactly what we need to analyze the situation. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Let's start our analysis this morning, ladies and gentlemen, with a warning for America from South Africa. A warning for America from South Africa. And it comes to us from a lady who is a South African journalist. She and her husband, who used to be a member of parliament there, they still reside in South Africa. And that is why she must use a pseudonym when she communicates with us. Her pseudonym is Gemma Meyer. I do not know what her real name is. It doesn't matter. Her pseudonym is Gemma or Gemma Meyer. And she's sending us from South Africa, this South African journalist, she's sending us a warning. And she says, people used to say that South Africa was 20 years behind the rest of the Western world. Today, however, South Africa may be the grim model of the future Western world, for events in America reveal trends chillingly similar to those that destroyed our country. Of course, she's talking about South Africa, her country. America's structures are Western. Your Congress, your lobbying groups, your free speech, and the way ordinary Americans either get involved or ignore politics are peculiarly Western, not the way most of the world operates. But the fact that only about a third of Americans deem it important to vote is horrifying in light of how close you are to losing your Western character. Writing letters to the press, manning stands at county fairs, hosting fundraising dinners, attending rallies, setting up conferences, writing your congressman, That is what you know and what you are comfortable with. Those are the political methods you've created for yourselves to keep your country on track and to ensure political accountability. But woe to you, she says, from South Africa, woe to you if, or more likely, when the rules change. White Americans may soon find themselves unable or unwilling to stand up to challenge the new political methods that will be the inevitable result of the ethnic metamorphosis now taking place in America. Unable to cope with the new rules of the game, violence, mob riots, intimidation through accusations of racism, demands for proportionality based on racial numbers, and all the other social and political weapons used by the have-nots to bludgeon treasure and power from the haves, Americans, like others before them, will no doubt cave in. They will compromise away their independence and ultimately their way of life, she says. That is exactly what happened in South Africa. I know, because I was there, and I saw it happen. Faced with revolution in the streets, strikes, civil unrest, and the sheer terror and murder practiced by Nelson Mandela's African National Congress, ANC, the white government simply capitulated in order to achieve peace. And she puts the word peace in quotation marks. Westerners need peace. They need order and stability. They are builders and planners. But what we got was the peace of the grave for our society. The third world is different. Different peoples with different pasts and different cultures. Yet Westerners continue to mistake the psychology of the third world and its peoples. Sierra Leone and Zimbabwe are perfect examples of those mistakes. Sierra Leone is in perpetual civil war, and Zimbabwe, once the thriving, stable Rhodesia, is looting the very people, the white men, who feed the country. Yet Westerners do not admit that the same kind of savagery could come to America when enough immigrants of the right type assert themselves. The fact is, she says, Americans are sitting ducks for third world exploitation of the Western conscience of compassion. Those in the West who forced South Africa to surrender to the ANC and its leaders did not consider Africa to be the dangerous, corrupt, and savage place it is now in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Those Western politicians now have a similar problem looming on their own doorsteps. The demand for power and treasure from the non-Western peoples inside the realm. It is already too late for South Africa, but not for America if enough people strengthen their spine and take on the race terrorists. That's what she calls them, race terrorists, the armies of the politically correct, and most dangerous of all, the craven politicians who believe compassionate conservatism will buy them a few more votes, a few more days of peace. White South Africans, you should remember, have been in that part of Africa for the same amount of time whites have inhabited North America. Yet, ultimately, South Africans voted for their own suicide. We are not so very different from you. We lost our country, she says. We lost our country through skillful propaganda, pressure from abroad, not least from the USA, unrelenting charges of oppression and racism, and the shrewd assessment by African tyrants that the white man has many Achilles' heels, the most significant of which are his compassion, his belief in the equality of man, and his love your neighbor philosophy, none of which are part of the third world's history. The mainline churches. And by the way, as I read her letter to you, as you know, we don't usually read long things, but this is something that deserves communication. Notice the similarity that she talks about. in these various institutions between her country and ours. She continues that this South African journalist writing to us, warning us from South Africa, her country, she says, the mainline churches played a big role in the demise of Western influence throughout Africa too, especially in South Africa. Today's tyrants were yesterday's mission school proteges. Many dictators in Africa were men of the cloth. They knew their clerical collars would deflect criticism and obfuscate their real aims, which had nothing whatever to do with the brotherhood of man. Other tyrants, like the infamous Idi Amin, were trained and schooled by the whites themselves at Oxford, Cambridge, and Harvard. After receiving the best from the West, they unleashed a resentful bloodlust against their benefactors. Does that remind you of anyone in our present political situation, anyone who may have received the best education available in our best institutions, but still remains hatefully resentful against everything America represents? Does that remind you of anything? The letter from South Africa continues. She says, from what I have seen and read thus far, I fear Americans will capitulate just as we did. Americans are generally a soft lot. They don't want to quarrel or obstruct the claims of those who believe they were wronged. They like peace and quiet, and they want to compromise and be nice. A television program that aired in South Africa showed a town meeting somewhere in Southern California where people met to complain about falling standards in the schools. Whites, who politely spoke at the meeting, clearly resented the influx of Mexican immigrants into their community. When a handful of Chicanos at the back of the hall shouted and waved their hands at them, the whites simply shrunk back into their seats rather than tell the noisemakers to shut up. They didn't want to quarrel. In America, the courts are still the final arbiters of society's laws. But what will happen when your future majority refuses to abide by court rulings, as in Zimbabwe? What will happen when the new majority says the judges are racists and that they refuse to acknowledge white man's justice? What will happen when the courts are filled with their people or their sympathizers? In California, Proposition 187 has already been overturned. What will you do when the future non-white majority decides to change the names of streets and cities? What will you do when they no longer want to use money that carries the portraits of old, dead, white, so-called racists and slave owners? Will you cave in like you did on flying the Confederate flag? What about the national anthem, your official language? Don't laugh, she says. When the majority took over in South Africa, the first targets were our national symbols. In another generation, America may well face what Africa is now experiencing: invasions of private land by the have-nots, the decline in healthcare quality, roads and buildings in disrepair, the banishment of your history from the education of the young, the revolutionization of your justice system. In South Africa today, only 9% of murderers end up in jail. Court dockets are regularly purchased and simply disappear. Magistrates can be bribed, as can the prison authorities, making escapes commonplace. Vehicle and airplane licenses are regularly purchased, and forged school and university certificates are routine. What would you think of the ritual slaughter of animals in your neighbor's backyard? How do you clean up the blood and entrails that litter your suburban streets? How do you feel about the practice of witchcraft, in which the parts of young girls and boys are needed for medicinal purposes? How do you react to the burning of witches? Don't laugh. All that is quite common in South Africa today. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40 And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's conclude the letter to us, the letter of warning to us from the South African journalist. Let's wind it up. She says, don't imagine that government officials caught with their fingers in the till will be punished. Excuses, like the need to overcome generations of white racism, will be found to exonerate the guilty. In fact, known criminals will be voted into office because of a racial solidarity among the majority that doesn't exist among the whites. When Ian Smith of the old Rhodesia tried to stand up to the world, white South African politicians were among the Westerners pressuring him to surrender. When Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe murders his political opponents, ignores unfavorable court decisions, terrorizes the population, and siphons off millions from the state treasury for himself and his friends, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki holds his hand and declares his support. That just happened a few weeks ago. Now, this letter is a few years old. It's worse. It's worse now in South Africa than it was. Your tax dollars will go to those who don't earn and don't pay. In South Africa, organizations that used to have access to state funds, such as old age homes, the arts, and veteran services, are simply abandoned. What will happen? And here she concludes, she says, what will happen is that Western structures in America will be either destroyed from without or transformed from within, used to suit the goals of the new rulers. and they will reign either through terror, as in Zimbabwe today, or exert other corrupt pressures to obtain or buy votes. Once power is in the hands of aliens, don't expect loyalty or devotion to principle from those whose jobs are at stake. One of the most surprising and tragic components of the disaster in South Africa is how many previously anti-ANC whites simply move to the other side. Once you lose social, cultural, and political dominance, there is no getting it back again. Let me repeat that sentence in her letter again. Once you lose social, cultural, and political dominance, there is no getting it back again. It's gone forever. Unfortunately, she says, your habits, she's talking about you, your habits and values work against you. You cannot fight terror and street mobs with letters to your congressman. You cannot fight accusations of racism with prayer meetings. You cannot appeal to the goodness of your fellow man when the fellow man despises you for your weaknesses and hacks off the arms and legs of his political opponents. To survive, Americans must never, never lose the power they now enjoy to people from alien cultures. Above all, do not put yourselves to the test of fighting only when your backs are against the wall. You will probably fail. Millions around the world want your good life, but make no mistake, they care not for the high-minded ideals of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and your Constitution. What they want are your possessions, your power, and your status. And they already know that their allies among you, the human rights activists, the skillful lawyers, and the left-wing politicians will fight for them and not for you. They will exploit your compassion and your Christian charity and your goodwill. They have studied you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and they know your weaknesses well. They know what to do. Do you? Thus concludes the letter from the South African journalist warning us here in America. Let's take a call. Let's go up to Canada, to the province of Alberta. Terry in Alberta, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes, good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
I wonder if I could have a copy of that article you just read.
Yes, Terry, you could, and we will email it to you later.
Okay, I will call and leave my email address for you. Thank you kindly.
Okay, thank you, Terry. A good call from Alberta. The lady wants the letter I just read you of warning. All right, now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, remember she talks about in the letter about the pressure from outside that caused South Africa to fall to the communists. Much of that pressure came, as always, from the United States. Now, I've said over these microphones many times that the biggest force for communism in the world has been the government of the United States. Every country you can think of that has fallen to the communists became communist only because of pressure exerted for that end, toward that end, by Washington. I can't think of an exception. South Africa is no exception. Now, when you talk about South Africa becoming communist, we warned, my colleagues and I warned for years, desperately trying to warn you, the people that Washington is trying to hand South Africa over to are communists. They are Soviet KGB people. We were derided, denounced, laughed at. We'll pick up that theme when we come back. Let's take another quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40 And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another development in the Eagle research area. A little development, but important, I believe. The Love Priestess developed an itchy mole which became inflamed in the small of her back. She couldn't get at it, but I looked at it, and that's what it was. I slapped the 2-inch disc that comes with the Guardian, the Eagle Research Guardian, which of course is the most popular, most economical, easiest to use instrument that Eagle Research offers in its panoply of frequency balancing instruments. I slapped the disc right on the mole, collected frequency information through the input plate, and then I switched the disc to the output plate and sent those magnified frequencies back into the same area, just slapped the 2-inch disc on the area. A few days later, the problem is completely gone. Well, of course, it's not that big a deal, just a mole, but it's just one example of the results that pour in here, the thrilling results that pour in here from people around the country, well, literally around the world, from people who have been using the Eagle Research technology. Now, if you'd like to know more about it, simply go to my site, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on health. There's a button at the right side of the page, health. Click on that button. It will take you to a raft of articles about the technology, about the Eagle Research frequency balancing instruments. Then if you'd like, you will see pictures on the site of the instruments. If you'd like to order something, you can do it right there at the shopping at the shopping center, shopping cart. If you have any questions, simply call us. Simply get in touch with us. Eagle Research would be happy. We'd be happy to answer your questions. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we were talking about what happened in South Africa. We were talking about the comparison between our country and South Africa. Many, many similarities. And I read you a letter of warning from a South African journalist. Remember, it was the United States that forced South Africa into the hands of the communists. All during the years that process of treason conducted by Washington was underway, my colleagues and I, in our magazine articles, our lectures, our radio appearances, warned the world that these people, the United States government was putting into power there, were communists. We were laughed at. We were derided. We were told that this man, Mandela, was a hero, a saint. He was the Messiah. He was the one. Very similar to our dear friend, illegal alien communist Senator Hussein, Democrat candidate for president here in the United States, very similar to the treatment he is getting now. We were told that Mandela was the victim of injustice. A movie was made about him. He hardly needs to touch the earth when he walks, you know. His feet don't touch the ground. They made a movie simply called Mandela. Everybody would know what it means. He was thrown into jail for 27 years. Why? Well, because the South Africans were cruel, white, racist beasts. He was a simple black man walking down the street one day, minding his own business. The racists were driving by. They thought, let's throw a black man into prison. There's one. There's a black man walking down the street. Let's grab him and throw him into prison for 27 years. This is the impression we were given here. Why was Mandela in prison? He was in prison because he was a communist terrorist. He was planning to kill millions, literally millions of people with bombs in South Africa. He said this. He said this in court. That's why he was in prison for 27 years. Well, again, it's utterly preposterous. Now, the bizarre, ironic, satiric thing, after the United States government, working in tandem with the communist U.S. media, our media are communist from top to bottom, wall to wall, after the process is over in a country, then the media reveal, hey, this country is communist. What went wrong? Something went wrong. Here, I'm holding in my hand now a page I've preserved for years. New York Times. Pardon me. This is the Los Angeles Times. Now, happily going down the tubes. The Los Angeles Times, Saturday, August 21st, 1999. South Africa's workers protest fat cat elite. Those holding down the restive proletariat are no longer apartheid's boogeymen, but labor's own revolutionary comrades in government. There's a picture of blacks in South Africa demonstrating, fight poverty. They want jobs. Don't retrench. Give us jobs, black people, demonstrating. They are demonstrating against the government. What government? The government the United States installed. Who are they? It says here, six cabinet members belong to the Central Committee of the South African Communist Party. At least, at least two others are Communist Party members. That means more than two others. The premier of Gauteng, the country's richest and most powerful province, was until recently leader of the Congress of South African Trade Unions, a partner with the Communists. Mbeki, the president, used to be president of South Africa. Mbeki, well, maybe he still is, I don't recall, but he certainly has been president, was a member of the Communist Party, referred to as Comrade Thabo. Geraldine Fraser Moleketi, Minister of Public Service and Administration, top official of the Communist Party. I'm reading in the Los Angeles Times. In the 1980s, she received military training in Angola and the former Soviet Union. Later, she served as personal assistant to Communist leaders Joe Slovo and Chris Hani. Joe Slovo was white. He was a white man. He was a colonel in the Soviet KGB. He was sent to South Africa by the Soviet Union to run Umkhonto we Sizwe, which was the terrorist, violent arm of the African National Congress. Esop Pahad, cabinet minister, Communist Party official. This is all in the Los Angeles Times. In other words, what they're doing here is they are admitting. They're admitting, yes, you were right all along. They were communists. They are communists. Now, the same thing is happening here. The most important thing you can learn from this letter that I just read to you from this journalist in South Africa warning us that the same thing is happening here is you notice she talks about the failure of will, the failure of spirit. She says her people gave up. She says our people look like they will give up. They won't stand up against this threat. Why? Why will they give up? Because we have been brainwashed. This is the crucially important thing to understand. Many people wonder, well, how could all this be allowed to happen? It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you see happening today, they are able to get away with it because we have been brainwashed. How does that brainwashing work? It starts in the communist government schools. You need to read a book, one book. Would you be willing to do that? It's a big book, but it's just one book. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, Charlotte Thompson Isherbit. Charlotte Isherbit sets forth the plan for the communist government schools in the words of the conspirators who control the schools themselves. You don't have to wonder, is she interpreting? Is she misinterpreting? Is she some kind of an extremist? Is she taking it out of context? She gives you what they say. She gives you the context. And you will see from reading that one book that the plan was to use the schools as brainwashing instruments, not to educate as to the facts, but to brainwash the children in the schools to produce a particular kind of result. Now, look, consider something. The very first time you hear about something is the most important, isn't it? Because if you've never heard of something, you've never heard of it, the first time you hear some facts about it, those facts become the matrix, the template, against which you compare everything else you hear about the subject. Isn't that right? You think you know about the subject because now you've got in your mind a template. You've got the basics in your mind about the particular subject you're talking about, and everything else you hear about it from then on, you evaluate on the basis of what you think you already know. Now, consider when you hear something today about a subject, you're adults, you're mature adults. You can evaluate what you're hearing on the basis of everything you already know, right? You hear me make an assertion. You can check that out against the basis of everything you already know. You know how to investigate. Suppose you are 5 years old. You know nothing about anything. You go to school the first day. Oh, it's so thrilling. Kindergarten. Wow. Mom puts you on the bus. You're off. You're almost an adult. You're in kindergarten. And suppose the first day you hear something about a particular subject. And suppose every day now you go to school, you never hear anything else there. You're spending hours there a day. You never hear anything else. And that goes on for 12 years until you are 18. Then maybe you'll go to one of our communist brain laundries called colleges, another 4 years. Now you've been in these brainwashing institutions for 16 years. Is it any wonder? And you've never heard anything else. Now, once you get out of those schools, you have our communist media to reinforce what you've been told in the schools. Is it any wonder you will think a certain way? Now, what do they think? What are they teaching the schools? Look at the textbooks. I've done this. Look at the textbooks. In the textbooks, in the schools, in the curriculum, in the communist government schools around the country, you will learn that from the very beginning, every day, the students are told that everything, every problem you have, every injustice you've ever heard of, everything in your life that is wrong was caused by the white man. Caused by the white man. Now, this is something you never, this is one of the biggest issues in the campaign today. You never hear it even mentioned, much less discussed. Suppose the only thing you ever heard from the time you were 6 years old until the time you are 22 years old, and thereafter, is that all of your problems were caused by the white man. What would you believe? You would probably believe all your problems are caused by the white man, wouldn't you? You've never heard anything else. And so if you are a white man, you now will feel enormous guilt. Well, golly, the white man's done. If any problem from acne to zits, any problem, anything in between, is caused by the white man. I'm a white man. I must be a terribly reprehensible character. I don't deserve decent treatment. I deserve to be beaten up. I deserve to be dispossessed. So none of this really is surprising. You know, I'm reminding myself, I was on a speaking tour in the Northwest. I can't remember where this was. It was in a city in the northwestern part of the United States. I was on a speaking tour, and I was taken to a radio station to be interviewed. I don't know what the subject of my tour was, but it probably was one of my books. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I was taken to a radio station and plumped down on a talk show to be interviewed. And the host was a very congenial black man, very congenial black man. And in the course of our conversation, he asked me, he said, "How guilty do you feel about slavery?" This is a question he asked me. I gave the question serious consideration. I replied, "I feel no guilt whatsoever about slavery." He looked at me. This is not an exaggeration. This is not an apocryphal story. This actually happened. He looked at me. He was honestly surprised. He was honestly consternated. "You feel no guilt?" "No, I feel no guilt at all for slavery." And I explained to him that slavery in our country was officially ended long before long before my ancestors were born. And I pointed out that, in fact, when slavery was underway here in this country, my ancestors were in other countries around the world. They were slaves themselves. They were being hunted through the woods. And so I felt no guilt at all for slavery in this country. Well, this is something he'd never heard this. He wasn't being sarcastic. He couldn't imagine a white man not feeling guilty for slavery. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Students in these communist government schools are not told that there were black slave owners down south as well as white. They are not told that blacks served in the Confederate Army. They are not told that the biggest slave traders in the slave trade were not whites. Whites, of course, participated, but the biggest slave traders were Muslims. The Muslims enslaved blacks. Muslim slavery of blacks went on much, much longer, centuries longer than the white slave trade. It's still going on as we speak. None of this is discussed. Now, I'm going to give you proof right now the best proof that I've not been able to come up with a better proof that you are brainwashed. Here's the proof. Remember a comedian named Dick Gregory? Dick Gregory, black comedian, some years back. Brilliant. Dick Gregory, really a brilliant man, very funny. Dick Gregory wrote his autobiography. And despite the entreaties of his friends, he decided to call his autobiography Nigger. That's the title of it, Nigger. His friends tried to dissuade him from entitling it that, but that's what he called it, Nigger. And he explained, from now on, he says, whenever people use that word, whenever people talk about my book, Nigger, my sainted mother in heaven will hear them talking and they'll think, she will think that they are talking about my book. And it will give her a good feeling. Well, it was very heartwarming to know that Dick Gregory had such a close relationship with his mother. And so remember, when I use the term in this little discussion we're having right now, when I use the term nigger, I'm not calling anybody a name. I'm not making any kind of a racist comment here. I'm talking about Dick Gregory's book, which of course he would want me to do. Authors love to have you talk about their books. I love to hear people talk about my books. You want to mention my book? Go ahead. I don't care what you say about it. Talk about any of my books that you like. Authors love to have people talk about their books. I'm sure Dick Gregory is no exception. And so, again, in this discussion, when I use the term nigger, I'm not calling anybody some kind of a racist name. I'm not making a racist statement. I'm reviewing Dick's book. You can't review a book without mentioning the title of it, can you? It's his autobiography, which I recommend you take a look at. And to order it from the library, you need to know the title. The title is Nigger. Now, notice that every time I say that word, you feel a little mental discomfort. Isn't that right? You wish I weren't saying this word. You're afraid. As you listen to me, you are a little bit afraid of what I'm going to say next, aren't you? You're a little nervous. The nervousness that you feel when I utter the title of Dick Gregory's book, Nigger, that mental discomfort, to one extent or another, depending upon how much discomfort you feel, is proof that you have been brainwashed, is proof that you are being brainwashed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and think all this over very carefully. We'll be with you Monday, God willing. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Gold has been.